Hello, this is a dictation for Nasir Latif. N like Nancy, A-S-I-R. Last name, Latif. L like Larry, A like Apple, T like Tom, I like Inkster, F like Frank. Latif. Date of birth is 10-19-85. Date of accident, 8-29-2023. Date of service, 11-2-2023. If complaints, the patient is suffering from pain in the neck, lower back, headache, pain in the left shoulder, right knee, right ankle, and both hips, secondary to an automobile accident of 8-29-2023. The details about the accident are as follows. The patient was traveling as a restrained driver on 8-29-2023 at 2:30 p.m. He was driving a suburban truck alone on Middle Belt southbound and Vic Road. He reports that on the Middle Belt Road, he was traveling on southbound and he was trying towards left lane. Another driver made a left turn from the Vic Road onto the northbound Middle Belt. In this process, the other driver hit passenger side front end in collision. The other driver got the ticket, and the airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. The police came at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. The damage to the car is not total. Only the right bumper, the light, the hood, and axle and tire got damaged. Expense was around $11,000 to repair. Regarding the injuries, patient report that the internal part of the vehicle are all okay. All the windows, glasses, windshield, front and back, headrest, seat belts, steering wheel, console, they're all okay. During the impact, he reports that his ankle hit into the brake pedal and it got twisted. His left shoulder hit into the door. And head and neck to the headrest and whiplash and head injury happened. Instead of the presenting illness, patient reports that she's suffering from headaches that are occupying front and the back to the tune of 8 to 9 and sometimes 10, and they last for several hours. They're present every day. They're severe and they're off and on, and they're sensitive to the noise but not sensitive to the light. He denies any nausea, vomiting, seizure, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI, patient report that he's suffering from some dizziness, which is now mild. It's not severe. It used to be a lot in the beginning. Other than that, he denies any vertigo. There is no loss of consciousness or seizures. No ringing in the ear. No taste problems, smell problems. No vision problems. There is no history of memory loss or forgetfulness, confusion, disorientation. There's no issue with the focus or concentration problems, and no incontinence is reported. Patient also doesn't report any saddle anesthesia. He can walk up to half a block. He can sit for less than an hour, but he can stand less than 10 minutes. Sleeping is 5 hours, and no weakness, lightheadedness is reported. No numbness or tingling is reported, except for the left arm. And no incontinence, no anxiety, depression, panic is reported. Regarding the pain symptoms, patient report, he is majorly affected in the headaches, which are 8 to 9. Neck pain is 7. Pain in the left shoulder is 9. On a scale of 1 to 10, with a difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 100 degrees of abduction. He has experienced shooting pain and numbness and tingling in the outer part of the left arm, affecting thumb. In addition, both the hips are reported to be in pain. Right knee and right ankle is reported to be pain. He describes this pain as shooting sharp, aching, and tender. Pain is from 7 to 10. ADLs are affected 9. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, walking, driving, improved by lying down and standing sometime. Regarding the past investigation, only x-rays have been done. He reports of muscle weakness in the left arm, and he reports of numbness, tingling, and pins and needles in the left arm. However, his fingers are not affected. No bowel, bladder incontinence is reported. Regarding the past treatment, patient report that he went to urgent care called Get Well Urgent Care on Woodward, where X-rays were done and medications were provided several days later. He never went to emergency room, but then he was seeing primary care physician for one time. Physical therapy, he did not do. Chiropractic, he has done 10 visits to a chiropractor. Name is not known. And then 8/30/2023, when he went to the urgent care next day, an X-ray of the lumbar spine and right ankle and both feet was done. They were all normal. Walking shoes were provided. Back brace was provided to him. And medications are provided. Please review the chart for system review, of past surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, patient employment status, and disability, and legal history and personal history, and ADLs. They're part of the chart. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 155 or 103, pulse is 71, pulse ox is 100, height 5'5", weight is 150. 39-year-old Pakistani gentleman of a good built nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and cautious, is able to sit comfortably and well-built, well-nourished. Hydration is good. There is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does appear anxious but not lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well with some limp in the right leg, in the knee, and the hip. The rest of the exam is from the template. No bruises, contusions, scars. Psychiatric exam is normal. Neurological normal. Musculature examination is normal. And in the musculoskeleton, inspection palpation is normal. Spine tenderness, the spine tenderness is noticed in the area of neck at C456. And also at L4, L5, bilateral SI joints. Also, right hip is more tender. And so is the right knee. Paravertebral muscle spasm is not noticed. Mild spasm in the quadratus lumborum muscle, but nothing significant, no trigger points. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion 25, bilateral rotation 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation 20. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, cervical spine, Hoffman sign negative, Sperling sign positive, Lermit test positive, distraction test positive, Soto Hull test positive, myelopathy signs absent, thoracic spine, Roos test, Slum test negative, lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernig test negative, the straight leg raising test is positive, bilaterally at 30 degrees, contralateral leg raise test is positive, Breger test negative, Kemp test is positive, bilaterally, Babinski negative, sacroiliac joints. Bilateral sacroiliac joints are found mildly tender with the standing flexion test, iliac compression test negative, distraction test negative. Faber test was found positive bilaterally. Gonsalan test is positive bilaterally. The Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination. The right hip, right knee, right ankle, and the left shoulder are found to be positive. They are described separately. The rest of the joints, which include the right upper extremities, and left lower extremity is completely normal. Please use the template. Gait is normal. Examination of the left shoulder joint is as follows. On inspection, the shoulder appears to be completely normal with no fracture or dislocation, contusion, lacerations. Range of motions are limited to 100 degrees of maximum abduction on active motion, after which pain starts. Baseline pain is around 9. Muscle strength is 4/5. Special test, Hawken-Kennedy test was positive. The empty beer can test, full beer can test are positive. Speed test, near test positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test was positive. Distally, right wrist and hand examination did not reveal any atrophy of thenar prominence or any major muscle weakness. The grips are normal, reflexes are normal, the circulation is intact. The tineal sign, phalen sign was found positive, and carpotunnel compression test were positive. Other than that, there was no other issues noticed. In the right hip joint, it is discovered that there is some tenderness at the greater trochanter region. And on inspection, there are no fractures or dislocations or contractures. Alignment is good. Range of motion is normal with active motion. Flexion is 140. External anterior rotation is 40. Motor strength is normal. Slight weakness, I can say around 4/5. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Leg length discrepancy is not present. Patrick sign, negative. Trendelenburg test is negative. Log roll test is positive. Ellie test positive. And Thomas test was positive. On the right side, knee joint. Peripatellar tenderness is noticed without any swelling, contusion, or any effusion. And knee does not appear to be hot or cold. No crepitus grinding noise is heard, popping noise. Range of motion, unactive range of motion is completely normal at 135 degree flexion. Collateral ligaments are slightly tender on the medial part. Lateral one is okay. Motor power is intact. Valgus varus abnormality absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension was positive. Examination of the right ankle is found to be completely normal. Slight tenderness of the lateral part of the foot and lateral malleolus area was not slight tenderness, but no other major issue, no contusion, no laceration. All the toes are, range of motions are normal. Diagnosis. V8 9.2 XXT. G79.891, R26.2, CNS, R51, R42. Nerves, M79.2, muscles, M60.9, ligaments, M54.0, left shoulder, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.550, S43.432D. Left wrist M25.532. Left hand M79.642. Left carpotunnel G56.02. In the lower extremity, pain in the right leg M79.604. Pain in the right hip M25.551. Knee, right knee M25.561. The cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.4XXA. No, S33.5XXA. SI spine, bilateral SI joint M46.1 or bilateral sacroiliitis with S3.5XX. For the right ankle and foot, please mention M25.571, M76.60, M79.671. Plan of care for non-cirrhosis is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered for Nasir Lattice to be done at the neck, at the lower back, left shoulder, right knee, right ankle, right hip, along with right sacroiliac joint, 3 times per week, traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Yoga meditation has been discussed, home exercises have been discussed. The patient is released to light duty where he can drive. He's a Uber driver. The medications are provided. Mobic 7.5 milligram 2 times a day for sleep and for healing. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for sleep and muscle relaxation. Tylenol with codeine number 4. 1Q2LORPRN for pain relief. Elavil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder and sleep and pain relief. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for the brain headaches and for neuropathy healing. Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN headache medicine. Lidocaine ointment are provided. For topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Preferred psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Interventional pain procedures, none are recommended at this time. Review of available MRI, other imaging records are none are available. Surgical options, none. Referral to neuropsych is not warranted. Patient does not have very many symptoms of TBI. Except for mild dizziness. Intended care caseworker not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered released from urgent care investigations. An MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine will be ordered on the next visit when patient arrives. DMEs, patient is ordered a cervical pillow in a tense unit. Patient support is yes, education is yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Thank you.